Good morning. Yep, doing well. Just pulling out of the drive.
Rakan, KO4CE.
Good morning. Yeah, it looks like about 5 minutes. Oh, well, you can't be on time all the time.
Yep.
I'm supposed to hold home tonight.
Yep.
And 20% chance at like 4 o'clock.
I've always figured if I won't get soaking wet, I'd rather do it on the way home than on the way into work.
Hey, you got that right.
That one.
My work uniform's at work, so I could change into something dry if I did get wet.
No option. Shoot. I swear it always rains sideways at BMW, so your shoes and socks are going to be soaking wet.
A mile walk from the parking lot to your job, right?
Raining sideways. I don't know what it is.
Yes, there. I used to work in body shop. And it used to rain like that.
I'm talking about. If it's going to rain, it's coming down sideways here.
It does.
It was quiet yesterday when I got home, but I at least made 2 photo contacts.
Fire mine up. I took the dog for a walk, and then I grilled a couple of burgers and that, and then just chilled out. The plants out of the garage so they could get some sun for the summer. Surely it ain't going to get freezing cold again.
I'm done with it now.
Back in the 40s pretty decently, though.
Good morning, guys. KM4NAP on Echolink. How's everybody doing?
You must have got done early. KN4GFW.
Hey, J4WZM. Hope your day was great.
Yeah, I got done early. I just thought I'd come in and say hello to everybody and see what everybody was up to.
We're passing by Furman University right now. So I'm just a few minutes out from my destination.
I'm parking lot myself, getting ready to head into work. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7:30 to y'all. Hope you have a great day. And enjoy your morning cup of coffee and HF radio. So, or holler at y'all another morning. KO4CEF. And I'll be clear when you're fine.
Have an awesome day. Catch you later. KN4TFW.
AJ4WZM.
Have a good one, Andrew. Hope to catch you in the morning. How's this cheap phone sounding on Echolink?
It's working.
Yeah, sounding good over here.
It's been a while since I used Echolink. I didn't know if it was still working in this phone or not. Y'all guys go ahead. I'll sit here and listen.
I'm going to tell you something. Yesterday I got to work, and they had a box truck loaded up for me. I looked at my box truck, and I was like, it didn't look too good. It looks like it's pretty heavy. I started driving it, and the thing did not want to stop for anything. Engine brakes, regular brakes, everything. Hardly doing anything. So the vehicle is supposed to weigh 26,000 pounds. It is not supposed to be a CDL box truck. This is supposed to be a non-CDL box truck. I took it through the CAT scale down at one of the truck stops on my way to Spartanburg with it. Would you like to guess how much it weighed?
5.
Empty 18-wheeler, 53-footer sitting at work, and they put it on the box truck instead and sent me out with it. So I had a nice little chit-chat with my boss when I got back, handed him the scale ticket. He said they'd reimburse me for it. And he told me that if the warehouse ever does that again, to make sure that tell them to offload it from the truck and put it on the 18-wheeler, or I'm not going to drive it because a vehicle like that is unsafe to drive. That has no business being on the road.
that scale there at the yard?
No. But they weigh everything when they put it on the truck, and they put 25,000 pounds on that box truck that's supposed to weigh 26,000 pounds gross vehicle weight total. So, the,
probably some young kids that couldn't count for ass.
He didn't care. I talked to him about it too. It was a warehouse supervisor. It wasn't my supervisor. The warehouse supervisor didn't care. He's like, so you were just thinking it's fire burger, it doesn't matter.
Under the jail if you'd had a wreck.
So I told my boss too. I was like, I cannot be driving a vehicle like this. I'll get in so much trouble.
Offloaded at the same place.
Every little bit of it.
For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
I am at work, folks, so I'm going to hop off of here for now, but I hope everybody has a good day. 73 to everybody. Hope y'all have a great one. I will holler at you later. KJ4WZM. I'll be clear for now.
Have a good day. Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
And good morning, Ken.
And in on Echo Link, he got done early.
Earlier this morning, I've been having receive problems. I guess the leaves coming out on the trees is really messing with my radio or something is. All the way from the house, all the way out past my bad spot, I couldn't hardly receive anything.
Good now. Did your new toy come in yet?
That it did. I set it up temporarily last night and started playing a little bit with it. No HF at all. I don't have an antenna for it at all. But messing with the 2 meter, learning how it works on there.
When I was starting out, I was looking at that, I believe it's an MFJ Octopus antenna. It looked like it might do me pretty good.
The Tram 1411 is just, I had it there, so I just put it on a pole out in the yard, run some cable out to it to see how it worked. And you can multi-band receive and transmit on 2 meter and 440 and 11 meter. It's for CB also, but I just messed with the 2 meter side of it.
991.
I got a 991, not a 991A.
Else's.
The A has a live band scope and the 91 does not.
You just have to be kind of patient because, you know, sometimes you can only hear one operator and you'll be scrolling through the band and it'll be on the, you know, the person calling out. You would normally be able to hear him, but the other person's talking, and so you can't hear him, and you just scroll right past him.
Scope is just not live. When it when you hit the scope button, it kills the audio. So because it's only got one VFO in it, from all my research, that's what I found was the difference in them.
Split with that radio?
I'm assuming you're talking about like trying to get to the satellites and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know anything about that, so I don't know if it'll do it or not.
Split is when usually happens when you're talking to an operator in another country and the frequencies he's allowed on aren't the same as the ones that we're allowed on. So he listens on ours and transmits on his, and then you transmit on yours and listen on his.
I'm sure you could, but it's going to be kind of hard because you're going to have one VFO and you're going to listen and you'll have to put the other one in a channel where you can back home real quick. Back and forth between the two of them would be the only way I could see to do it, but I'm not sure on that.
In the manual, Annette, I bet it's got some way for you to do it.
Radio's hard to get right now. I went ahead and got this one because it was a pretty good deal on it. Not great, but not trying to take advantage of somebody either.
Fine, where somebody ain't trying to rip you off.
The price of radios lately, but they are crazy.
Come, I looked at a 991, which is about $1,100.
A 991A you can get for right around $1,100, but nobody has any, so you can't get it. And the used market is really high. They're asking $1,700 for a 991A.
I mean, that's trying to rip you off for sure, just because they got it and they know you want it.
Since there's a shortage, is these guys will go out there and they'll buy them up. They'll buy 5, 10 of them at a time, and then go on eBay and try to make, you know, $500, $600, $800, or $1,000 on each radio.
Sound like a true ham radio operator. That just sounds like somebody trying to make some bucks.
I'm gonna find out what's going on with my little radio, though. Like I said, I couldn't receive nothing last night. I could receive better on my little handheld than in the house than I could on my ID-51 sitting outside.
That's in the same spot it always is?
Nothing changed there. I don't know what happened. I have been very impressed with this little handheld that I got on receive. I don't do much talking on it other than crossband repeat. That little Wushan UV9D or whatever it is, that thing's got a receiver in it now, I can tell you that much.
Cause mine doesn't do too bad, Nat, but it's terrible if you're moving down the road. That MFJ Octopus, it lets you put up like 4 sets of ham sticks on it, so you'll be able to pick 4 bands.
And I got me one of the MCOM 2 or 3 coming so that I can put on this little radio that I got. It's just a wire antenna, so hopefully it'll be here this weekend.
Sounded pretty good. You can get that antenna like I got, all the pieces just not soldered together, with the instructions for about $80, I think.
A little bit of soldering in my day, having to fix the electrical on cars. I think I might be able to figure it out.
Plenty of trees in the yard to be able to get that antenna up, so you should do good on it.
The next question is, are the leaves going to mess with the tree or receive on it and transmit?
I don't think it messes. If I remember right, HF doesn't really get affected by too much other than, lightning and static and storms. The rain doesn't bother it, and the fog doesn't bother it or anything. So the leaves, I don't think. I think the leaves just bother the UHF, VHF.
I was wondering about what I had going on last night, if it was just the leaves coming out, was going to be that much of a trouble. If so, I'm going to have to figure out something. I mean, you couldn't hear nothing.
Just get you a directional antenna and put it on there, and then you should be good to go. Yeah. And it goes right up through my trees, and I don't appear to have any issues with it.
Dude, I'm hoping that I can get it put up. It's supposed to rain this weekend, so I probably won't get it done this weekend.
I ran a cord, about 3/16 cord that I got at the wire man that was, UV rated and that. And I tied it to the apex of the house, and then I went over the highest limb I could on the tree. And then I dropped it down so that I could hook the antenna to it, and then I just hoisted it up in the middle, and at about 35 feet.
And something like that's what I was wondering about doing at the house. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it all work.
pulley up there in the top of the tree and run that cable over it, and then on the dead end, it'll put you a weight so that as the tree moves and everything, the weight goes up and down and it doesn't pull on your antenna.
A couple of videos about installing that antenna that I got, and it's saying to hook the little box, you know, down low to the ground and run a ground off of it, and then run your two wires out each direction. That's how most people are installing it anyway.
Ground wires on mine.
Plans you got for this weekend?
Not too much that I know of. Mama's got to work all day Saturday, so I'd probably just be messing around the yard. Now my brother's granddaughter's got a, she does that travel ball, and they got a ball game up here in Duncan, so I may go to it. I think she's got a couple of them on Saturday and Sunday.
Calling for rain down here.
Today about a 10% chance, starting about 4 o'clock. And then for tomorrow, it was saying it was a 40% after 4 o'clock. So it doesn't look like it's going to rain until maybe Friday evening.
These people with allergies, I'm sure they're begging for it to wash this pollen out of here.
Right, it's supposed to peak about the 15th of this month and then start tapering off over the next 30 days.
A couple of shops yesterday, and the blacktop was yellow from all the pollen laying on it.
A lot of our water at the plant, we capture all the water that lands in the lot, and we got to filter it because we're a chemical plant and that. And you can, man, it's just yellow with all the pollen. It looked like you could just scrape it up as dust.
Much up around the house that the pollen's not that bad. I don't ever remember seeing it lay like that on a parking lot around the house.
Yellow.
This one here, it's on the move so much it can't change colors.
How can about any kind of wire hooked to your radio would allow you to receive, and that you won't be able to transmit on it, but I believe you'll be able to receive.
I've been a lot of talk on antennas on here yesterday. I know that. Hey, can you see the moon right now?
Be behind me, I believe, because I'm headed and that, but I can't see it now.
A nice little sliver of orange.
Yesterday it looked pretty cool.
Right at it over here on 290 right now, where the Sphinx and Little Rebel are at.
Behind the house.
In the area all day today.
I see it, yep. Yeah, it was behind the trees. And you're going to have to work on your general on that to be able to use it.
To work on it now, I've been using the AM study app and just studying it. And then when I run across something I don't understand, I just try to look it up and read about it and find out what I can about it.
YouTube, W4EEY.
Saved to my watch list, but sitting down and watching a video for 2 hours, I just can't find the time to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I find that I could do that. My eyelids are getting heavy, and there's no way.
Study like that, KN4TFW.
Before HKX. Also, Kevin on here yesterday was giving me a lot of good information about antennas. He's got some YouTube videos out just on how HF antennas work and that, that, and the other that he referred me to watch. He's got a lot of information on how an antenna works.
I think I got an antenna look at the house, but I ain't really looked through it too much.
Being here this morning in 4XL.
Not give me something, an HF antenna that's more directional, but something that isn't huge and, you know, doesn't require a huge tower or something. But I haven't come across anything yet.
Yesterday we're talking about a beverage antenna. It's a wire you lay down on the ground or off, just 3 feet off the ground. And but you got to have a long run to do it, and that's the problem.
You see, really good. That's what I'm saying. If you had, you know, 100 foot of wire and hooked it up to the back of the antenna, back of the radio, you'd be able to receive. Because, like, my antenna's not set up for 160, but I can receive on 160. I just can't talk on it. Roll into the gate here, so I'll say 73T, and you have an awesome day rolling around Greer. And I'll catch up with you maybe this afternoon, KN4TFW.
Have a good day. I was just getting ready to say I was getting ready to pull in anyway. So you have 73s to you, and have a good day, KO4HKX, clear.